Glory to Jesus Christ. Today is the first Sunday of our preparation for the great fast. And it is a little bit amazing how God, through church, makes this preparation. He puts several miracles in front of our eyes. Last Sunday, we heard about miracle when a man, Zacchaeus, he went through radical change of his heart. This radical change which God calls that the salvation came to this house. Something radical was changed in Zacchaeus because this man made decision to really fix everything what he saw he did not in correct way. Oh, this is huge miracle. Today we hear about another miracle, and again it is connected in miracle which God's grace does in human heart. This miracle is about salvation which came to heart of this publican, this sinner, who didn't see himself worthy to enter to the temple. And God says that he was justified. A miracle happened in his heart. And another miracle will be next in reading next Sunday, when we will hear about miracle again connected with the state of human heart. We will be reading parable about prodigal son. God gives us these miracles because there are miracles which God's grace causes and how and changing human hearts in front of us. Now in the beginning of preparation, maybe we can see what is meaning of the great fast. That God wants to make a miracle in our hearts. And this miracle means to transform our heart to be heart of person who lives in Christ, who lives in God. And it is easy to understand this message. It's easy to accept it with our mind. But we know that even we did it, that we know these messages, we say we didn't experience this so far in a radical way. If we are really open and we think about this, we say, well, I didn't really experience that. But God is really faithful. If he gives us these examples of miracles which have power to change human heart, he says to us, who gives us this message, because he wants to change our heart. He is ready to do this because he wants us all to be with him. So what we are supposed to do? How can we make this preparation? How can we become so open for this grace which makes miracle in human hearts? And we have several offerings in our advices coming up, which are coming from this God's words, from this gospel. Last Sunday we heard that we should have desire, that we should like to see God and to come to closer to him, to be able to see him. Zacchaeus did this. He went this long way, you know, fire looking on the street for the spot when he can see Christ. He was short, although it was difficult. each of us has some kind of problem, some kind of problem that because what causes that we cannot see Christ clearly. So it means that we have to find way how to come closer to him, to make this effort. And for sure, then this God's grace is coming as a result. We are making this opening through which God can reach our heart and to transform it. Today, we heard another advice, how God's grace can come to our heart. It is through our attitude. You know, sometimes we live in this time, in this world, and there is like some kind of almost heresy that we expect that our faith will be like this hallelujah mood. I'm so happy, everything is great, wonderful. True is that it's not true, because 95% of spiritual life is really effort and suffering and taking cross. Because we are defeating sin, we are fighting against demons, we are fighting against evil. Yes, there will be joy of victory, there will be joy of over battles we win. But if we take this heresy, if we don't realize that this spiritual life, this opening for Christ, means that while we have to put some kind of effort, is connected even with pain in the beginning, is necessary. This Pharisee, this publican, he didn't come in this some kind of excitement to the church. He came, he was, because he realized that he is nothing in God's eyes. He came because he realized that there, his sins, his this answer to God's words is so bad that he deserved punishment. He came like a criminal who is tied in his back in handcuffs, waiting for execution. He came to beg for his life, for mercy. Because he saw that his sins are taking him away from God and from life. And God says, this is the way. This is the way how through which we are opening to his grace. This is the way how we can get closer to God and to accept his mercy. Because only when I see my problems, my sins, I really can ask for mercy. If I don't, I am not pushed to come to the church, to ask for, beg for mercy. If it is not this element, there is something wrong. This is something what is not right. There is something what maybe I expect some like good feeling or whatever. For what? If I don't think about God for whole week, then I should come to a church and to have joyful atmosphere and happiness as a reward for my neglect, that I was so forgetful about God and was not doing his will. It doesn't work this way. We are thinking about God all day, every day, and we see our problems and we see how weak we are. And how not perfect is our feeling his words. And this pushes us to a church to ask God for help, for mercy, for forgiveness, and for his help. And everybody who comes to a church with this feeling, I need your healing, I need your mercy, will get this. If you think about these miracles of God's grace, which changes in our hearts, we have to realize that in these God's words, there were not only those positive characters. Look, Zacchaeus last Sunday, he was blessed by Christ. But remember, there were a crowd of people there. But words about salvation came only to Zacchaeus. There were a crowd of people there waiting for Christ. But only Zacchaeus could hear, today salvation came to your house. There is the church, when these people came, this publican and Pharisee, but only publican was blessed by Christ, praised by Christ. So it means that we cannot only expect just our presence will save us. What will save us is our attitude, our desire for God's grace, our this effort to open our heart for God who wants to make miracle of transformation of our souls, the hearts and souls, all time. So let's try to look for those things which can bring this miracle to our hearts this year. Amen.